Ghosts by Dolly Alderton. Dinner had a dress code of dresses and heels, which I, unsurprisingly, resented. I wore the plainest black dress I owned as a small act of protest, and Lola forced some red lipstick on me, which made me look like a vaudeville performer.
"I've never seen you look so glam,"
Lucy said as we entered the dining room to take our seats for dinner.
"You should wear Lippy more. It looks so good on you."
Lucy was wearing a white mini dress with a frilly rah-rah skirt, just in case we forgot the reason 25 women in their 20s were gathered in a rented house for the weekend.
"Everyone in their seats!"
Franny squealed. She was wearing an apron over her dress to mark herself as head chef and head bridesmaid.
"I've done a placement,"
she said in a French accent. "A what?" I asked Lola.
"It means a table plan," she said.
I found my name next to a pregnant woman named Claire.
"Nice to meet you," Claire said.
"How do you know Lucy?" "I know Jo," I said. "From university? How do you know her?"
"We used to work at the same PR agency," she said.
"Right," I said. I had nothing left to ask. I offered a glass of wine to Claire, who declined while rubbing her stomach. I poured myself an extra large one for the both of us.
"Right, we've got some Middle Eastern sharing platters to begin with,"
Franny said, ushering in some Hindu participants turned handmaidens who carried large plates. Nothing made my heart sink more than a person telling me they've made Middle Eastern sharing platters. Code for heated up supermarket falafel and a can of chickpeas blended with some bland oil and repurposed as homemade hummus.
"So it's very relaxed. Everyone just tuck in."
My section of the table politely divided up the plate between us, leaving us with a grand total of 2 falafel balls, a tablespoon of tabbouleh, and a teaspoon of tzatziki each.